AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump is in court in New York City for a hearing in the hush money case involving an adult actress. Today is also the deadline for him to secure a bond to pay the $464 million corporate fraud judgment, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Today's the deadline for Donald Trump to put up the full amount of the judgment in a bond so he can pursue his appeal. His attorneys have said that has proven to be practically impossible. For the moment, there's no telling what's going to happen next. The New York Attorney General might seek to begin the complicated process of having some of Trump's assets seized. But Trump is also hoping for a last-minute intervention by a state appeals court.
It's a major shakeup at embattled Boeing, the CEO leaving at the end of the year. Some other executives are also out amid high-profile safety incidents. And L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to reporters today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after being questioned about money taken from Ohtani's account. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Racine County District Attorney is investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on petitions seeking a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me.
Haggerty spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. Country forest roads in Wisconsin are getting money from the state. $320,000 will pay for fixing up 900 miles of country forest roads in 24 counties this year. The Country Forest Road AIDS program was set up to pay for improving and maintaining public roads in country forests. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County Supervisor Cecily Castillo of Madison resigned from her position Thursday night shortly before accepting a new job as chief of staff to the county board on Friday. The Cap Times reports the process has some supervisors wondering if everything happened by the book. Castillo and County Board Chair Patrick Miles insist they consulted with county attorneys. Castillo's departure triggers the process for replacing her on the county board. A former teacher at Madison Edgewood High School and Mount Horeb Middle School is nominated for the National Life Changer of the Year Award. Mary Day died in May of last year. The national honor goes to K-12 public school teachers and employers who've made a difference. Day is the only nominee from Madison this year. 17 winners will be announced this spring. Winners can earn up to $10,000 to split with their school. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
The Bucks silence the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was, you know, it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado. Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with six home runs. Sal Frelick, Reese Hoskins, Willie Adames had three home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that's what today did.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation. Because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. Well, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
I know. It's weird.
Chuck Todd.
It's weird.
Todd. All right. All is forgiven, Chuck. Come back.
No. Wait, where did he say this? That was Chuck Todd saying to Kristen Welker. He said it's unfortunate for this program, which is weird, Jody, because you know what used to be the most unfortunate thing for that program?
Chuck Todd.
Yeah, Chuck Todd.
The shamble bangs.
His bangs were aspirational. I don't even know what to say. Chuck Todd engaging in journalism.
That was weird.
Yeah, this Ronna McDaniel. It has opened up a wormhole in the universe. And you know who can... why I know that? Because it feels like Jurassic Park in here this morning. It is the return of T-Rex.
Yeah.
David Ferguson. Hi, David.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
I told you I heard about this booking in real time, listening to the wildly fantastic Bob Seska show, where you're like, I'd like to be back on. And Jody said yes. And I was like, all right, let me write that down.
Oh, yeah.
In my calendar.
For attention.
No, you are wildly funny. I frequently laugh out loud when you are on the Bob Seska show. And you're a fantastic musician. I love hearing some of your is it Compromat is the band now?
That's the old band. The current band is Astral Summer.
Compromat. Oh, okay.
You know, we had a whole album, like, recorded in the can, ready to come out in the end of February 2020, and we're like, yay, we're going to book a tour, and I feel like we all got damaged in some ways by the pandemic.
I just was saying, David, we were talking about that. I had like, literally a three-hour conversation with my best friend who lives in Australia, who's a psychologist, and we were talking about that. We've all just been up, I think, by COVID in ways we haven't sort of processed yet. Like, I was alone a lot this weekend, and I swear I have PTSD from being alone in my house for 2 years from COVID.
Yeah, the urge to just, like, explode out the door and be like, somebody talk to me!
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and also, I just saved it now that you brought it up. Hold, please.
All right.
I mean, the ripples are going to go on forever. Millions of Americans are still experiencing long COVID, more than 4 years since the outbreak was declared a pandemic. This means like 17.5 million adults currently have long COVID. 45.4 million have ever had long COVID sometime in the past. They say we're still scratching the surface when it comes to understanding of what causes the condition or how to treat it. Not to mention, David, the COVIDiocy that you and Bob and Jody and I talk about all the time, that we have measles outbreaks in several cities in the United States because of this anti-vax idiocy, right?
It's happening in Florida right now, and they're, you know, they've got their Surgeon General is that total wackadoodle that got appointed by DeSantis.
Lapido, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's like, oh, yeah, we don't need vaccines for that.
I forgot.
And you don't have to stay home if your kid is positive for
I know. Craziness. I forgot David is a man from Florida.
Florida.
Yes. Okay.
It's what? Jack.
I mean, if and there you are with your, you know, the don't say gay laws down there. It just, I think it's like it's going to take even longer for the Trumpism to subside, isn't it? Because it's not just him, as I always say, it's the whole party.
But you know, this is the thing. I would hasten to remind you that I come from the only state in the union with two boinkable senators.
Thank you. So noted.
Because we are, I mean, you know, Georgia is becoming a blue state. It's kind of been becoming a blue
state. Yeah, you live in Georgia now. We should say you're from Florida, but you're, yeah.
No, actually, I'm from North Carolina. I don't,
oh.
I have
oh, okay.
Florida, except many bad childhood vacations.
Wait, and by the way, you know, they're tracing the measles outbreak to people visiting Florida, yeah. Like Disney World, yeah. Right? Disney,
yep.
Is that the one?
Disney World, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Disneyland is here.
Disney nerd, uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Oh, that's right. Yeah, from you are from the great state of. I got to meet Raphael Warnock. He is so fantastic.
I mean, what an orator! But mm-hmm. I mean, you don't like stand there every Sunday and move the pews to, you know, to the Amen corner, you know, for however many years without learning to talk to a group of people.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's really, and his heart is completely in the right place. I feel like he's doing great things.
Yeah.
For the state. And they almost together counteract Marjorie Swarkfoot.
Yeah. And I love that you have the first Jehu, as they say in Georgia, mm-hmm. in your other senator. I don't know why, David. I always think of the stand-up comic I started with in the Yuck Yuck circuit doing a joke way back when he said he was pulled over in Georgia. And the cop said, "News bomb, are you a Jehu?" And he just knew it wasn't going to end well. But I know.
Oh,
I mean, but that's what I love that Raphael Warnock says, you know, we're going to find out, are we January 5th or January 6th as a country? And he meant the day Georgia elected the, you know, first African-American and first Jewish senator, or are we January 6th, right?
I think we know that the media magnifies the 30% of the country that are January 6th people and makes them look bigger than they are. I feel like Georgia is one of the first places. You also notice that Georgia went blue right when we went to paper verification on ballots,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I can't, you know, I can't say whether or not there was crookedness in our state's voting machines. I don't want to sound too MAGA-y on that, but I told Bob and Jody, I was like, watch this election. We're going to finally elect some Democrats in Georgia because there's now a traceable track record.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a lot of people say, some states haven't been red states. They've been voter suppression states.
Exactly.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, so speaking of January 6th, what did you think of the Ronna McDaniel hiring?
You know, where has this Chuck Todd been for 20-something years? And I do agree, his bangs are aspirational. And at least they're more realistic now. Bless his heart.
I mean, you know, it's interesting. Joan Walsh, who we loved, she did Sexy Liberal San Francisco with us 1 year. She said, I have to say several MSNBC hosts went to bat for me publicly and privately when I lost my contract years ago, and they were threatened with being fired. They work at the whim of the folks who hired Ronna Romney. They have families. But, you know, David, it seems like there was enough outcry from within and without the network. This, by the way, just seems like a complete, you know, I don't even know what to say, show. But MSNBC, so the latest news, reportedly has no plans to use Ronna McDaniel on its airwaves. And I'm going to guess because all the hosts said no effing way are we having her on. The NBC News hit with widespread criticism for hiring her. According to an article from the Wall Street Journal, the president of MSNBC isn't interested in ever using her in an effort to, quote, address employee and talent backlash over the decision to hire McDaniel. Rashida Jones, the cable's network's president, issued an alert saying Jones told employees the cable network has no plans to have McDaniel on the channel. According to people familiar with the conversations, a number of MSNBC anchors and producers have voiced concern internally about McDaniel's ties to Trump and the RNC's role in his efforts to challenge the 2020 election results. Well, David, where do we get a job where you get paid $300,000 a year not to be on?
I mean, really, seriously, where's that Soros money? I need it. I just... Oh, God. Well, but at least they're not going to have her on the air. For once, I mean, you know, These are C-suite decisions. These are the guys in suits that don't feel accountable to anyone that choose these people, who are like, oh, yeah, Ron McDaniel, great. I for once, they're actually listening. Yeah. But I worry this is going to be like the opiate backlash, where like doctors like created the opiate epidemic and then are so mad that we held them accountable on it that you can't get a painkiller anymore.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You could be like bleeding out in the ER with every bone in your body broken. And they're like, we're going to give you some Tylenol.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because doctors are mad.
But
they're
I mean, I don't know if you saw, speaking of torture, I watched the interview because I just, you know, I had to see it with Kristen Welker. I just went online and watched it. But she did press her about this phone call. She's on tape, David, with Trump, in which both she and Trump seemed to pressure two election officials in Wayne County, Michigan, not to certify the 2020 vote. She said, if you can go home tonight, do not sign it. We will get you attorneys. Mm-hmm. How is she not in prison, David? How is she not indicted?
Why are any of them not in prison? It's just amazing to me. When they said that Paul Manafort is coming back to the Trump campaign, I'm like, wait a minute, isn't he in a chain gang in Mississippi right now?
Yeah, like, yeah. Welker said, do you have regrets about that phone call? McDaniel stood by her actions on the call. I don't know if you saw this interview, David, but I don't buy any of her bolt, right?
It's that same, like, I don't know, it's kind of like Katie Britt. It's the soft side of white supremacy. You know, it's like she's presenting this kind of like, well, I mean, I stand by what I did, but, you know, I can believe both at the same time. I'm like, yeah, if you're a complete idiot and have a closed head wound, you can believe both those things at once. But, I mean...
And then Welker played a clip of McDaniel telling Chris Wallace in 2023 she doesn't believe Biden won fair in 2023. So finally she gets her to concede that Biden won fair and square. But she said, I do think it's fair to say there were problems in 2020. They always fall back on this bull, David. There were not problems. There were not irregularities, blah, blah, blah. And it just... You know, the only reason she finally said it is because now they're paying her, right? Where she's like, oh, okay, yes, he's the legitimate president.
Well, and then she said that in the interview. She's like, well, I have to talk for the people I work for, right?
Yeah.
But that means for the rest of the time she's talking forever and ever, we have to wonder which side of her neck she's talking at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of your home state, Georgia, we played some fantastic Fonnie Willis audio earlier. Good for her now with zero left to give, right? She is like not backing down, not apologetic. I don't know if you heard it.
That's how you handle the bullies.
Thank you.
Go straight at them. Anyone who was a young queer kid on the playground getting picked on by the other kids will know this.
Yeah.
This is part of the problem of, the Democratic Party having so many average white guys.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys don't understand that if you make a deal with the bully now, you will have to be appeasing the bully forever.
Yeah.
Once they figure out they can put you over, they never stop.
Yeah, but here she is. I don't know if you heard this yet.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal.
Yep. Oh! God, I could
say. Amen, girl. She's so fierce, and I love that. But that's part of the energy that has made Georgia a blue state.
Yeah. You got to hear about the train. Hang on, David.
All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
I mean... We gotta take a moment.
There's a train a coming.
Yeah.
David, let's take a moment and enjoy today because we got one black lady coming to seize his in New York likely today.
Foreclosure. Yeah.
Black lady that you made mad down in Georgia going full steam ahead. And he's gotta be in court for the next fraud case today, right? I mean, and we were just saying, it just for someone that started by racially discriminating against black people in housing, oh my God, today, let's just take a moment.
It's downright Shakespearean, you know? It's like.
We warned you.
What, do I look like that filthy Bob Seska?
Or me?
I am not so spicy sorry. Jody.
I just emailed like my best friend before I went on the air and was like, please God, don't let me cuss on the air today. And I was, I'm just so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We weren't that close to our FCC license anyway. That's fine.
You dropped an S-bomb.
You just stay in the penalty box and think about what you've done, mister. 19 minutes after the hour, we have a whole hour with potty mouth over there. This portion of the show brought to you by Jen Yesel. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger and wrinkle-free. I have a whole, it looks like a Jen Yesel infomercial on my on my bathroom counter. Because I have and I line it up, because I'm a little bit anal, I have in order, Chris.
Right.
XV, after the serum, firming serum, and then the XV cream starts the day. And then I do the Gen 90 under my eyes and my frown line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
And you look gorgeous.
Thank you so much, David Ferguson. I look at you trying to redeem yourself by sucking up.
she doesn't get that from her staff. That's for sure.
Look, I get 400% the customer loyalty from David Ferguson that I get from you too. Just like Jen Yesel. 400% the customer loyalty of other brands. I'm telling you, stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on sale now. Jen Yesel's spring sale included in the bestseller package along with Jen Yesel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Try Gen 90 now. See your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are. Order right now. JenYesel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box. Oh, hello.
Oh.
And two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. That is GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
I love it. I don't get it, but I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expansion. expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soul Seed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soul Seed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments, who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, there's one. David Ferguson is here.
That's right.
Potty Mouth T-Rex from the Bob Seska Show.
Have you heard Adam Lambert sing I Need a Hero?
No.
No.
I bet that's great.
He burned it down. Oh. I heard an MP3 of that somewhere online and was just like, Adam, you're fire now. It's really good.
Wow. I love it. Chris, could
it's
you
same
say...
octave as Bonnie Tyler, too.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, okay. Chris, could you take your organ out for me?
Miller?
And for David, of course. We've been talking about... Trump has just compared himself to Jesus. A fan, sent him a psalm, which I'm sure he's already memorized. He's read and memorized.
Yeah, he's so good at the Bible.
And maggot ended by saying, I'm praying this over you for you daily. So many praying for you. Thank you again for taking the arrows intended for us.
Oh, Lord.
We love you.
He's
the arrows are not intended. They're for anyone else but him, because he's the crook. Okay. I know there's a new nickname. I thought we were the keeper of all the Trump nicknames. Don Corleone.
That's a good one.
Fantastic. That is fantastic.
Don Corleone? Is that what you said?
Corleone.
Corleone.
Don Corleone.
Corleone.
Yeah. Next time, he plays at his fake golf tournament where he says he fake won a fake trophy.
Two fake trophies.
When he yells four, someone should yell closure.
They're That'd doing that, yeah.
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 They're doing that in New York.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I want them to seize Trump Tower and make it like, you know, low income housing for single moms.
Yes.
Kick all those Russian gangsters and Chinese tech hackers out and
there you
actually
go.
Put some people who need it in there.
Seth in Los Angeles, you are on with David Ferguson. Hi, Seth.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Donald. Can you hear me? I was just listening to the show and enjoying it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt you, but here, go ahead.
I was listening to you.
Okay.
And then I heard me, and I thought, oh, that's me. I'm on.
All right.
I just wanted to say I'd like to honor Trump's request, thinking of himself as Jesus, and in the spirit of Easter, I would love if he had a chance to rise from the dead.
Okay. I'm not sure what that... It's vaguely threatening, and we don't condone that sort of thing on the Stephanie Miller Show, do we?
No.
Okay.
The audio broke up on me. I didn't actually hear what that said.
Just, you don't need to know. You'd probably drop another F-bomb. let's see. David in Miami, you are on with David Ferguson. Hello. Double Davids. Hi.
Hey, y'all. Hey, T-Rex. Yeah, don't tell our Republican friends about the National Health Service. They all spoke out. But my good, the bad, and the ugly is it's good that Princess Kate is recovering. It's bad that that's what it took to the actress Dina Bellman to make a similar announcement about her health and cancer treatment. But it's ugly that it took Ronald McDaniel to bring out the alternate Tech Todd, the Tech Todd from Earth 2.
It's true. We had not seen Bizarro World Chuck Todd some time.
I couldn't hear most of that.
It was
I know.
Muffled.
That's
it was
why
very muffled.
You need to get Credo Mobile and get a new phone. Type stuff in. Get $250 off, and you get a new and you get something besides the sneaker phone you've had since Sports Illustrated sent it to you in 1974.
Yes.
Okay. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, T-Rex David Ferguson of the Bob Seska Show is here for the hour.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Potawatomi tribe is announcing plans for its casino and hotel in Milwaukee to go carbon neutral by the year 2050. Part of the plan will mean digging a geothermal hole about 600 feet deep. The project aims to fulfill up to 40% of the hotel and casino's heating and cooling needs. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class, according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. 10 people in Edgerton are out of a home after they were rescued from a house fire early Saturday morning. The fire blocked the only way out of the second floor, trapping people inside. The rescue team deployed ladders and got all 10 family members out of the house. Investigators say the fire was started by a discarded cigarette butt that had burned through the night. The Red Cross is helping fire victims with places to live while the property manager is fixing the house. Kalahari Resorts is developing a $50 million property on Lake Delton that will include luxury tree houses. The Kalahari Treehouse Collection at Dawn Manor will be near the flagship Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A news release says the tree houses are designed with the help of Pete Nelson and his family. They're the former stars of Animal Planet's Treehouse Masters. The first phase is set to open later this year. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A dark and dreary day today as rain ramps up and high temperatures want to tap the 50s. This as winds are a bit breezy out of the southeast, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Get the rain boots out because a half an inch to nearly an inch of rain is expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Our justice system has to be able to work to hold him accountable, to have a trial on the January 6th evidence before the next election. It's fundamentally important. And I think that in particular why this matters so much is because, you know, Donald Trump, he knows what people have said when they've testified in front of the grand jury. He has all of that information.
Okay, David Ferguson is here, and we have breaking news over which I'm going to drop an F-bomb.
All right.
Katie Fang has just tweeted, breaking: New York appellate court reduces Trump's bond to $175 million in the New York AG civil fraud case if he wants to stay execution of the New York AG's judgment. I just am digesting this now, David, but it appears from the reaction so far, once again, it is special treatment.
It is.
Yeah, go ahead.
The punchline here, I think, is that he's not even going to have that much.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're pantsing him.
But that was the other thing, is we were talking about with Glenn Kirshner, David, Friday, is that, you know, he could have done a lot of different things up until now. He could have gotten a bunch of smaller ones, which I think Tish James had said he could have. You don't have to get the whole bond from one place. And so I think he just always assumes he's going to get away with it, and I guess with good cause. Because here we go. We're like, we were talking about how many families was it, Jody, that Steve Mnuchin, I think Tom Hartman was talking about this, seized their assets and their homes and threw them out in the foreclosure. You know what I mean? It's like average Americans, they come get your when you can't pay a judgment. You know, it's just, he just seems to, this is, Tristan Snell, who was supposed to be here today. He's mad as a hornet. They cut him slack again. I'm just looking, David, at the initial Twitter reaction.
I'm reading the New York Times article on it. Trump has 10 days to obtain the bond, and two people with knowledge of his finances said he should be able to secure it by then.
Oh, my God. The other thing is, this was already a 30-day delay.
Yeah.
That's what expired today. Mm-hmm. Like, none of the rest of us get these kind of special breaks. And you know, I honestly, for the life of me, David, I don't know what, are they all just scared of him? What do you think is...
I might get these kind of breaks. I'm kind of cute. So. I don't know. I mean, we would all be under the jail by now. Mm-hmm. If President Obama had done even, I mean, that's... Of course, I told Bob like 2 years ago, I was like, that is the most fruitless game of all, and the one that'll make you just want to stick your head under in the oven, you know, is if Obama had done this, the Republicans would have just, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. You would think the world was going to spin off his axis when he wore a tan suit. I mean, I'm still digesting this, but I guess that's the thing, David, is we've gotten to a point where we'll take any kind of justice. You know what I mean? Like, I guess at least he's being held to some account. I think in all the news coverage, I was saying to someone this weekend, you kind of forget, he's already had to pay E. Jean Carroll the first defamation, you know, amount. So, you know, for all the people going, he'll never pay a penny, he'll get away with everything, It is frustrating, but you know, it's you kind of go, okay, but at least Tish James is the first one that's actually held him to account. I have no clue, particularly this judge who's getting death threats, why he would cut Trump any slack, I don't know.
It was an appellate judge.
Oh, it was an appellate judge. Okay. Yeah. I don't.
It was an appellate judge.
I had to learn mandamus last week. I don't understand legal stuff.
It was
stuff.
A five-judge panel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a headache in my
Bonnie
eye.
I don't think Bonnie will go soft on him at all. I think she is determined, like we said earlier, to bring the train into the station with the maximum penalty and the full weight of the law, because but you're right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we have to count on that. Like, Judge Cannon steps over the line and gets thrown out and we get a real judge, because then that freight train is coming really fast, because that is a, you know, as everybody says, that is a slam dunk, the documents case. But it is so. I mean, it's just bewildering, isn't it, David? The amount of breaks that this guy has got. I mean, this guy was born with a lucky horseshoe up his ass. I mean, he's had a lifetime of crime. And it just, Michael Moore said that last week, is as dumb as he is in some ways, he's been really smart in getting away with, in the execution of his evil, I guess.
But kind of in a reptilian way, you know? I mean, he's canny. He's not smart, but he's got a self-preservation instinct to match. Like, I mean, but it's, God, I hate to go to astrology in front of people, but he's an evil Gemini. He's like Newt Gingrich.
Been there, dated that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it because I myself am a Gemini.
Yeah.
But, you know, my birthday is like a couple days after Stevie Nicks, so I'm like, I feel like I'm in, you know, good territory.
Yeah.
But, like, an evil Gemini, you remember how Gaddafi, it was like, it was almost impossible until finally he just ran out of tricks.
Yeah. Chris's numerologist says that astrology is bull. Right, doesn't he?
Sure.
Your numerologist?
Yes.
Your life coach told you.
You know how much I love life coaches.
I need a life coach, but I kind of needed to be like the lesbian gym teacher with the whistle. Like, I mean, not just like someone who's like, let's look at your assets and create. No, I need someone to like blow us on the lake. You know, because that's really the only thing I respond to in the end. I'm so lazy.
Donald Trump intentionally called for violence on January 6th. He's poised to do it again. Joe Walsh, our buddy, our pal. Said now he has a much longer leeway to prepare his base of the base of his for a hostile takeover. I mean, you know, and you realize, you know, this latest Ron McDaniel thing, David, you realize how the media has helped us get here, has normalized this, all of it, this just outright breathtaking criminality.
And it's weird because it seems like they get amnesia. Because do you remember when, what's his face, Fuentes, the little... closeted Nazi,
Nick Fuentes, the Catholic kid, went
to dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye West.
Right.
And I remember Jake Sherman from Politico was just like running in place. He was so angry. He was just on TV like, I don't know, I just can't even, what do I even do with this? And it's like, and then it like, you know, moves away from that and back to trashing like black people, women, and gays.
Yeah.
And they just go back into like both sides mode immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you not understand that we're all on the same train as far as those guys are concerned?
Yeah.
You know?
You want to talk about your Georgia homegirl, Marjorie Taylor Greene, which is... let's go
she's
back
like
to happier blush. Things. And that is the complete implosion of the Republican Party. So she made a motion to vacate Friday, Speaker Johnson. Jody and I were saying, I think we're getting to be like this close to a Speaker Jeffries. Because
I mean, we're one like carpool accident away from Speaker Jeffries at this point. Like I just feel like, but by all means, Marjorie, go for it.
Well, and she said this is just—it's not a motion yet, but it's a warning. I mean, you were talking about bullies earlier. She's just a bully, right? It's just
she is really like constitutionally just mean as the F word. Mean, and angry all the time. And she's got like hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank from her first husband's company.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she is rolling in money.
Yeah.
And this just became like what she decided to do with her life.
God,
she got bored with owning a CrossFit gym and having sex with her life coach.
she was not feeding the right wolf, Chris. She fed the wrong wolf.
Yeah, May 28th, also, that's her birthday. She's another evil Gemini, and I hate that. I'm like, you're not allowed in here with me and Stevie Nicks and Lenny Kravitz. Get out, you know? Like,
not to overshare, but my long-term ex was a Gemini. That's why
I had
to go to a plastic surgeon to fix my nose. That's not important now, David. Here's my point. No, but, we'll find out in November, too. Are you the Georgia of, you know, Raphael Warnock? And forgetting your other senator, blanking for a second.
John Ossoff?
John Ossoff, or whether you're the Georgia of Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? I mean,
well,
it's
honestly,
so
it depends
divergent.
On where you're parked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I live in a college town, you know, Athens, Georgia, an hour north of Atlanta. It's this little liberal enclave of Black Lives Matter signs and people who, you know, would rather set themselves on fire than let Moms for Liberty into our library.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We are surrounded by counties that are wildly pro-Trump, and it's. But it's like this. I don't really there are red and blue states.
I presume you will be an Atlanta sexy liberal. We are getting a well-built gay man in a thong in every city to be like the card boy for when I introduce people. So I'm sure that you will that for us in Atlanta, won't you? You will. Come
now
out
I really
got
to get that trainer.
Kevin and
I told you before, I'm the anti-Chris Lavoie. If I was going to do a strip show, they'd be like chanting, like, put it on! Put it on! And throwing money at me.
Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev. You're on with David Ferguson.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Mr. Ferguson. Welcome back, Jody. And
hello.
I just... And I just had my emotions split in two. I was calling about Ronald McDonald or Rona McDaniel, whatever that silly woman is that NBC hired. Mm-hmm. I just a few minutes ago saw the clip where, of all people, Uptoe Chuck or Chuck Uptoe expressed dismay. Expressed dismay at her being hired. Now, you know, when you go too far for Chuck.
When you've offended Chuck Todd's journalistic instincts, something has happened.
Yeah.
What it's like that you made the wallpaper mad at that point.
Yeah. Something's got to be did. Hey, Karen in Nashville works for Chubb.
What?
Okay, come on, Karen. That is just funny. That's our Chubb sign.
Now, I don't work for Chubb, but they're one of the sureties that I do write for. So okay. I just want to be the Stephanie Miller Show's official surety bond girl.
Okay, so, fantastic.
I've been working in bonds for over 25 years. So,
well, because we live in the most hilarious timeline, of course the name of the company that covered Trump for the rape trial is named Chubb.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes. So, good luck with getting a bond.
Yeah. Well, you saw that you've heard the breaking news, right? That they've let him, reduce it to, is it 175 million, and he has 10 more days now?
Yeah.
I mean, why does he?
Oh, are you serious? I haven't heard.
Yeah. But why does he? I don't understand. Nobody else gets these breaks, do they?
No.
And T-Rex, I wanted to say, I listened to you on Bob Seska, so I just wanted to say hey.
Hey. Can you, Karen, can you confirm whether you have awards every year called the Chubbies?
We do not.
She can't get enough of this humor.
No,
I have those every morning.
All right. Love you, Karen. All right. Bob Seska sent us an entirely different immature sound effect. We have the zip boing. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bob has a different one because we've been sharing bodily fluid since. Is that it? Chubb. There you go. All right. I like ours better.
Oh, yeah. 40.
Okay, sorry. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, David Ferguson has one more segment with this portion of the show, brought to you by Credo Mobile and Jody Hamilton being the smartest girl in class. She's at Credo Mobile for like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Doy. Chris and I are just like doy. We could do a morning show called Herp and Derp.
Yes, Herp and Derp in the morning, everybody.
I didn't know. Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. You feel overwhelmed, like you can't make a difference. You can make a difference just by using your phone every day.
Doy.
They give... Doy? Where our brains sound like that sound effect. Doy? they give to... they're up to like $95 million they've given to progressive nonprofits, just like the Sexy Liberal Tour gives to, right? Yeah, join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling. What comes with knowing you are making a difference every day just by using your phone. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models. And check this out. If you go to CredoMobile.com right now, type in Steph, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, bam. CredoMobile.com, type in Steph, and you get $250 off a new phone.
Well, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. It's Dr. Marty. You called me mama a second ago.
Yeah. No, yo mama. It's a phrase from Brooklyn.
Oh, well, because you're technically my doggy daddy. You know what I'm saying? You're my dog's, dad, technically.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, I did a health reset for COVID, and because I think of my dogs as my kids, I worry about their immunity. Talk about why it's so good for them. It mimics how they eat in the wild.
Exactly. You know, we have to watch out between the foods that have been out there commercially for so long that are considered premium, or so many of them are based on cereal and meat byproducts. And even though they may be considered premium, they are not biologically appropriate. And you hit it on the head. It's what nature intended them to eat, meat with some vegetation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you've listened to my show, Doc, you know that I love to talk about poop. So this is why it's so exciting for me. But no, I have a 10-month-old rescue Great Pyrenees, and he always tended to lose stool. And I started using Dr. Marty's food not that long ago, and I was like, I thought it was my imagination. I'm like, oh my God, he has firm poops finally. But that is another reason why they are intended to eat this kind of diet, right? This kind of raw meat.
There's 190 million registered dogs and cats in the United States, and the incidence of chronic disease and especially cancer has gone skyrocketed.
Yeah.
My mission is to reach as many as possible.
Yeah, and by the way, Pantry Safe, it's fantastic. For a limited time, claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply. That is drmartypets.com/Miller.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The John and Gordy Show.
By the way, this Wednesday will be at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, the live broadcast. 301 West Johnson.
That sounds very exciting. Your voices are so smooth sounding now.
Pancakes.
Relaxing.
Oh, I just love those pancakes, don't you?
Yes. Why don't you join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday?
I love their sweaty stack.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yes. David Ferguson of the Bob... Stephanie Miller. Bob Seska show. I don't know where I end and where Bob Seska begins. T-Rex. Did I ask why you were named T-Rex? I don't know if I remember.
Oh, that goes all the way back to like 2004. So I guess it's been 20 years since I had my first blog, which was called Thesaurus Rex.
Okay. All right then. I didn't know if it's because you were stingy with the check. You know, you do the T-Rex hands when the check comes.
Little arms, you know, but and big legs.
My wallet's
actually,
here
but,
somewhere.
Yeah. Getting a condom on is a
no.
Yeah,
oh, okay, all right. but so we've been talking about your home state senator, or excuse me, Congress thing, Marjorie Taylor Greene over there in Georgia. This is my favorite bag of rats so far. Big bag of rats. Yeah. Fight. You're always doing awful. Newt Gingrich blamed Matt Gaetz for the recent attempts to oust Speaker Mike Johnson, claiming he unleashed the demons. Gaetz spearheaded the process to vacate McCarthy. Gingrich said we shouldn't underestimate how bad what Matt Gaetz did was for the whole system.
Yeah.
He unleashed the demons. Well, according to Kevin McCarthy, he's going to get ousted for an ethics complaint. I think we're this close to a Speaker Jeffries.
We are.
So
Newt Gingrich has got a lot of nerve saying someone else let the genie out of the bottle.
Yeah. At least
seriously, because that's the guy that really started it all.
Yeah.
It started dragging in civilians and family members alongside Rush Limbaugh in the 90s to really make Republican politics as ugly and vicious as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Marjorie Taylor Greene said the clock has started after filing the motion to vacate Mike Johnson. How much do you think his porn consumption has really skyrocketed? He's got to be very stressed since Friday.
Yeah,
his son's going to be busy. She railed against Johnson for his support of the spending package that passed on Friday. She said her motion to vacate is a warning and a pink slip, claiming there's no time frame for a vote because she doesn't want a repeat of the lengthy process to oust Kevin McCarthy. She said, "I'm saying the clock has started. It's time for our conference to choose a new speaker." She claims she does not want to throw her conference into chaos because she were a chaos agent, that would be crazy. Right. Yeah.
What else is she? I mean, she really is just like a creature composed entirely of rage and bleach. And, you know, I mean, I wish she would just like retire and go home and spend more time with some moisturizer. Like, I mean,
Anita in San Antonio, hello.
Good morning. Are we sure that Donald can come up with the 175 million even? Because he could have broken up that $454 million dollar fine into like four separate loans, and apparently he couldn't do that. So I'm not sure. And who is it that told us he could? Who is that?
Yeah,
He told us he could come up with this too, the $500 million.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, David, that's what you know. What does Bob Seska always say? Trump always makes things worse for Trump. Of course, he's like saying, "I got $500 million in cash." I mean, he always contradicts his lawyers. And I don't know whether that's usable or not. I know that he said under oath last year he had $400 million in cash. I would assume that's. Are we too tired to add another perjury charge at this point?
Yeah, but I mean, he can barely get from like a subject to a verb without contradicting himself these days. He wanders in circles verbally in a way that I'm like, what is he? I mean, I listen to him talk sometimes and I'm just like, this man is like not making any sense at all.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten worse.
So you mentioned him. It really is the worst sequel ever. But you mentioned him bringing Manafort back. His former White House, whatever she was, Alyssa Farah Griffin, she said he was obviously, talking about Manafort, he was obviously implicated in the Russia investigation. He was single-handedly responsible for taking support for Ukraine from out of the Republican Party platform in 2016. He's somebody who's been consistently an anti-Ukraine warrior in Donald Trump's ear. She went on to say Manafort and Stone have a tremendous amount of sway with Trump, despite the fact they've been convicted on multiple felony charges, including money laundering, witness intimidation, and perjury. So what Donald Trump needs to win, he needs Nikki Haley voters, he needs moderate Republicans and independents. Everybody we just named is absolutely radioactive to a normal Republican, a Romney Reagan type Republican like me. David, I know it's so hard to make predictions in this stupidest timeline that we've ever lived in our country, but obviously you see polling that, you know, when he gets convicted or even trials starting, his support's going to drop even further. I know, given the Bob Seska rule, don't get happy. Are you a little bit happy?
No. Because I know that no matter what the outcome of the election is, they're going to do a big screaming baby tantrum and say that it was stolen. And then we're going to have, no matter what the numbers do, on election day and the weeks after when they get caught up counting things, they are going to claim that it's rigged and it's just going to be another festival of resentment and spite. And although I think it's going to be kind of like less of the same because I don't think he's getting any new people.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Nobody is going, after all this time, I'm intrigued.
David Ferguson on the Bob Seska Show, Astral Summer, his band. We love you, David. Come back again soon, all right?
Oh, God, it's time to go.
David Ferguson, goodbye.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.